Nonetheless, a happy Monday to all Hank fans and family that celebrate.
It's Why We Love Today.
I love it.
Where you been, man?
He's getting there.
A little slow on the upbeat. That's okay.
We're all getting there. It is the eighth day of the 12th and last month of 2025. 3:42 in, 23 left until Seacrest shows us the way. 17 days until Christmas, and 19 until the wedding.
Everyone's invited.
Right.
Coming up, RSVP, 921HankFM.com, River Ranch Stockyards.
Do we get a tux update, too?
Oh, yeah.
I've got questions.
We got a tux update today. And I think she's about to make the worst decision she's ever made in her entire life. And
oh,
I don't mean
no.
me.
What?
Today, though, otherwise known as National Brownie Day.
Mmm, like the baby Girl Scouts or like the chocolate confection.
Yes. I'm saying yes to everything.
I've been both.
It at 32 degrees right now. That sounds like a pretty good thing. It's National Christmas Tree Day. Aww. Supposed to put it up today. Dude, I got things going on, all right? Easy. Pretend to be a time traveler day.
Come on. Great Scott, Marty. Okay. Let's hear it. Come on. Come on.
It's National Lard Day.
Is that necessary?
Who's behind that?
I thought we called it tallow now.
You know, there is like
it's getting a glow up.
We talk about lobbyists and special. There is big sugar. So I wonder if there is big lard out there. Hello, I'm Bob Tubman from the Lard Foundation.
Yeah, so is lard...
That's a new character,
is that like
everybody.
An animal
on the show.
Because I know the Crisco is vegetarian.
You talk to the nutritionist next door. It's National Blue Collar Day. Yeah.
Hey.
National Bad Hair Day.
Okay.
Cool. And it's Pretend to be a Time Traveler Day.
What?
Great Scott, Marty.
We should talk about that.
Doc. On this date, time traveling in 1931, on this date, coaxial cable was patented.
Oh, boy.
You remember the days?
Your coax line?
We thought we hated it. But now that Spectrum guy's looking pretty good as he rolls around your neighborhood with a clip. Hey, clipboard man. Tired of this streaming junk. Just give back my cable. It all came in one thing, and it was all there.
Right.
And it was, I could flip back and forth.
We had a whole summer of construction where they, like, dug up the lines and a major conglomerate was out there. And now I see the van and they're signing people up for service. And no one has come to my house. Almost like they're avoiding me, like they don't love me.
Hey, Spectrum Man. All right. On this date in 1941, we entered U.S. the World War II. Congress declaring war against Japan. That was the day after, of course, December 7th yesterday, Pearl Harbor. On this date, it was already pretty ominous right there with that, date that lived in infamy. But today's kind of a mixed bag in history. 1963, famously, Frank Sinatra Jr. was kidnapped there from 3 days later, returned after Frank Sinatra paid the ransom. $240,000 in 1963.
Good Lord.
That was hefty. We had, on the same date in 76, the Eagles release Hotel California, and A Star Is Born was released on theaters with Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson in Evergreen. On this date in 1980, we lost John Lennon.
Oh, boy.
He was shot. Howard Cosell broke the news. On this date in 82, we lost the legendary Marty Robbins. On this date... In theaters, underrated movie in 89, The War of the Roses debuted. And then it became a radio bit for everybody, including...
Oh, that's right.
Over there.
Oh, boy.
We lost Dimebag Daryl famously in 2004. 2019, first coronavirus case was confirmed in China. We lost the voice of Big Bird, Carol Spinney, in 2019 on this date. And Brittany Griner was freed from Russia. So, yay. May the odds be ever in your favor.
What to do with all that? Well, that's a lot to process for crying out loud.
That's why we always end this with birthdays, because that seemingly is usually a positive experience. Thank you.
And I get blamed for bringing up death. My Atlanta.
I know. Woo. I apologize to our fans. But hey, we lost Marty Robbins on this day, but we gained Marty Rabin. He's 66 today. That's our front man of Shenandoah and our good buddy on the show. He likes jorts.
Oh.
He is my He is my jort brother.
Hashtag inspo.
My brother in jorts. I should probably not say that. Dwight Howard could have been a Maverick at one point. Maybe he was. 40. Sam Hunt, he's a singer, 41.
And raps.
Yeah.
Both in country music.
He likes to drive back roads. Nicki Minaj is 43 today. Ryan Newman is 48. He might still be racing. Kevin Harvick, he is retired, 50. Watch out for his kid, Keelan. That kid was like the youngest to win the snowball derby, the big winter race over the weekend.
Since Kieran.
There you go.
Kirbin.
For those that still care about NASCAR. God bless you. WWE, the venerable announcer Michael Cole is 57 today. Guy's had like 3 days off, seriously, in 30 years. It's insane.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Terry Hillmore tonight. Terry Hatcher, 61. Kim Bate, did she say ever how to say her name? Basinger, Bassinger?
I believe Bassinger.
The singer. DeLeon. She's 72. And Jim Morrison would have been 82. So ending it.
Dang it.
On a downer. I know.
Remember,
well,
friends,
happy holidays.
Don't let friends listen to bad radio shows. This public service announcement brought to you by KB and Heather Lee.